Welcome to the Fuller Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 17th of February, and I'm recording at 9:28 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, well, starting with stock markets, the bulls are still in charge for the most part, correcting those oversold conditions. But looking at the Asia-Pacific sector, well, that was more mixed, decidedly more mixed. The Nikkei down 1 1/3 percentage point in Japan. China A-shares were firmer, up about 1% on the Shanghai, over 1% on the Shanghai Composite. Hang Seng indices, though, were lower by over 1% each. Elsewhere, really, India had a decent day, but then we had a lot of weakness, small weakness here. Really, South Korea, Australia, but these are small. They say really 0.25% to 0.5%. And Singapore also down, Indonesia, modest rally. Looking at Europe, considerably stronger. Now, remember, Europe took such a beating overall. And this is a powerful performance. Now, Sweden, interestingly, up nearly 3.5% here. Germany up 2.65%, France almost 3%, 2.71% on the Euro Stoxx 50, and the UK market, helped by those bombed-out miners, up close to 3% here. So a very bullish performance here by those European indices trying to stage a catch-up move that they've got a long way to go to catch up. Now, Wall Street, again, modest gains early in the day, but then they picked up, closing not far off the highs, and the Dow up over 250 points. That's up 1.59%. But the S&P is up a little bit more than that, 31-point gain there. And the NASDAQ Composite is up nearly 2.25%. So again, as I said yesterday, that's the right profile. So the somewhat more speculative indices doing a little bit better, more speculative relative to the Dow. Speaking of the Dow, that's actually testing the late January, early February highs. Now, that's an interesting level, and it really has bounded up there in 4 days. And, well, the first day was not holding was not holding the lows that we had seen. And then three strong days of rallies closing near the highs. The other indices, the other U.S. indices, are another day away from those late January, early February highs. Clearly have the momentum to reach those levels now, I would say. Now, what you know, of course, is that there's a huge amount of overhead supply. There are no uptrends, or very few uptrends overall, certainly among stock market indices. One of the few that does have an overall upward trend is Indonesia, incidentally, in the Asia-Pacific region. But the overhead supply is likely, and then you've got those declining 200-day moving averages, those MAs will represent an initial test of resistance. But again, in this uncertain time here overall, you know, is this a scary environment? Well, yes, it certainly has been. Are we likely to see a replay of 2008, which a lot of people have been forecasting? Well, I think that's very wide of the mark. I don't expect that at all. But there's enough uncertainty out there to keep bulls cautious. And I think what we've mainly seen in the last 3 days, this very strong push, is short covering. And of course, that short covering reduces demand somewhat here. But again, these are still in form, it'll take a downward dynamic to check this momentum, and we obviously have not seen that just yet. Okay, what else happened here? Looking at the dollar index, well, that's a fraction. I was going to say it's a fraction lower. It was most of the day, but now it's a fraction higher. It's at 96.892. Here it's quiet in here today, so not too much to worry about. How's the dollar doing, or how are other currencies doing against the dollar? Well, that yen is still maybe too strong to affect the Japanese stock market. Now, this is entirely due to the unwinding of carry trades. I beg your pardon, not carry trades, hedge trades. When people had been buying Japan, every man and his uncle was telling investors to hedge against further dollar strength. So they were all short the yen, and they've been covering those yen short positions, and that's obviously been a headwind for the Japanese stock markets, in addition to the overall soft performance this year of stock markets. Now, looking at other currencies here, the euros eased a little bit to 1.1125. Sterling is also easing in this environment, 1.4294. Australian dollar not easing yet. It's at 0.7186. That's still appreciating. The Indian rupee remains soft here, just gradually going lower more often than not on daily trades. And any other currencies? Those are the ones I've got. Chinese renminbi has edged a little higher. Remember, it had that big downward dynamic on Monday, but it's had 2 days to the upside, but it's still below that sideways trading range that had existed before the New Year holidays in China. Now, elsewhere in this interesting resources sector, and we have seen plenty of buying here. I've frequently described it as this highly cyclical sector that tended to be a late performer in stock markets. So just when you're getting other markets that are sort of topping out, you can get this late run to the upside in resources. And that's certainly been the case here so far this month, and it started last month, really. But crude oil here, the Brent is over $2 higher at $34.29, and the WTI I can find it, is at $30.57. That's up $1.53. Now, you know, there's been much talk about that move, the discussion between Russia and Saudi Arabia and their agreement not to increase production. Well, again, I maintain that, as I said yesterday, that that is important because, my goodness, you know, they're actually in war with each other in the Middle East. There over the Syria situation, and but I think that the fact that they actually had that meeting and made that agreement indicates the very well hammers home the very obvious point about the difficulty all these oil producers are in right now. We've had another downgrade by S&P of Saudi's debt. That's hardly the major problem, but it's a justifiable downgrade, and they're going to have to cut production. And the sooner they do it, the better for them and the better for markets here generally. But we'll see. This is an awkward political situation, but the door has been opened, and I would expect additional measures possibly sooner than rather than later here. Now, I maintain that that would be a net good point, because they're not going to drive crude oil prices up enough to cause problems for the consumers, but it would help to put somewhat of a floor under the deteriorating economies among oil producer states. Although I say put a floor under it, it would do that, but they're never going to get back to their glory days, and unless they diversify extensively away from crude oil, and that's obviously not going to happen overnight. So 10 years from now, well, be interesting to see what we actually get, but the days of controlling crude oil prices and making the rest of the world pay a premium for the product, those are gone. Those are gone forever. And elsewhere now, precious metals, they, of course, peaked here late last week, early this week, after a very good run to the upside, which created sharp overbought short-term conditions. But they're steady in here today. Palladium up over $5 to nearly $515. Silver, it's just about unchanged here, $15.32, down a cent perhaps. And platinum, $8 higher, $9.45 and change. Gold doing best, up over $9 at $12.09 and change. I mean, my feeling is it's going to take a longer time to unwind that overbought condition, and these markets, precious metal markets, could fall back a bit further in response to that short-term overbought condition and also the stock market rally that's actually taking place. Remember, it was fear that I was, in my opinion, certainly the major driver behind the rise in precious metals, and that tends to be a short-lived factor, but the pullbacks, I think, are going to find support. Well, we'll see. The first area of potential support would be as they get back towards the rising 200-day moving averages. And then there are those sort of ranging small base formations that they had formed. But the point is the downtrends have been broken. There is clearly some support at somewhat lower levels. And they will look interesting if they pull back to those levels, and I suspect they will. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.